Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
Right now, the Child Victims Act is set to expire in August, but there's a bill to extend it for a second year in the New York Senate. More than 1,300 civil lawsuits have been filed by at least 1,700 child sex abuse survivors as of December. Of those, 93 cases on behalf of 107 survivors were filed here in Monroe County.
Jeez. Dixon Schwabel CEO Lauren Dixon and company president Mike Schwabel are stepping down from their leadership positions at the end of the year after a 33-year run in their roles. Company officials say this transfer signals a completion of a 15-year success plan. Officials say Kim Allen has been named to take over the CEO and Jessica Savage will be the new president. Allen is currently working as a managing partner of the communication at the company, while Savage holds the title of managing partner of account services. While Lauren and Mike will be stepping down from their current leadership positions, they will not be leaving the company entirely. Effective January 1st, 2021, they will transfer to co-chairpersons of the agency and continue to serve on numerous boards in the greater Rochester and Canandaigua area. You know, Dixon Schwabel's been around since 1987, serving as a marketing, advertising, public relations, social, and digital media firm for a lot of local businesses and 100 national clients throughout our nation.
This is something to either be very proud of, or maybe depressed of, and maybe a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B kind of situation. As of yesterday morning, Rochester ranks first not only in New York State for snowfall, but also first in the U.S. So Rochester has had 59.3 inches so far of snow this year, which I don't know, Breeze. I feel like it hasn't been that bad of a winter.
No, we had a couple bad days, but
yeah, I'm shocked to hear these numbers. So if you compare it, say let's look at Buffalo, who usually gets the rep
hammered
of having the most snow, right? They've only had 40.2 inches of snow, and Syracuse 45.5. The one qualifier here is that for this record, the cities must have more than 100,000 people. But either way, we're number one in snow, baby.
Woo! In the wake of two local cyber attacks, New York Senator is introducing a legislation to prevent governors and municipalities from paying ransom. New York Senator David Carlucci introduced a Senate bill that would ban paying ransom, and he said it could actually lead to more attacks. In the past, both Colony and Albany Airport Authority have been hit with cyber attacks on their computer systems. The airport paid a ransom of, quote-unquote, less than six figures to get their data on their computer back, and the city of Albany also paid ransom for their compromised information. But this new bill is currently in committee, so we'll see what happens there. But I hope it doesn't lead to more attacks, because, I mean, these attacks are just awful, truly. Well, so they happen all the time.
So the bill would be to not be allowed to pay ransom, because they believe that if you pay the money, then it's going to lead to more of these attacks. Because these people that are orchestrating
like,
these attacks,
it worked. Cool, we got the cash.
Are getting paid. Yeah. Right. So what the bill will do is to just, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. You essentially have to just deal with the consequences, which is going to suck for whatever company or entity that gets attacked.
Right.
But their thought with this and trying to clean this up a little bit is that the people doing this will realize, well, we're not going to get any money out of this.
Right.
I feel like, though, honestly, there are people out there that do it just for the chaos factor. They just want to see the world burn. And that's reason enough
awful.
For them. Yeah, no, it's
evil,
terrifying,
truly.
For sure. A few things online at 98pxy.com. You need to turn your frown upside down thinking about cyber attacks. Let's think about something fun.
Okay.
Let's think about something adorable. Let's think about babies. That's right. The cutest baby contest is back. All the submissions are in. We've got hundreds, Breeze.
250, to be exact.
Over 250, which means you can look at hundreds of adorable babies right now at 98pxy.com.
That'll change your mood for sure.
If you're looking outside and you see the snow and you're kind of whatever. I read somewhere that yesterday was the most depressing day of the year. This will turn it all around. This will turn it all around. Yep. So go vote and you can help pick the cutest baby in Rochester right now at 98pxy.com. You can also text in the keyword baby, B-A-B-Y, to 69822. Message and data rates may apply. Also up there, I know you're a fan of The Bachelor, Breeze.
Love it.
But sometimes you don't have 2 hours to devote to a TV show.
Not last night.
A lot of time investment. You can get the recap. What happened on The Bachelor last night? We got that for you. And you can keep voting for today's Savage or Sensible. Not saving the number of someone you've been talking to for weeks. Breezy once again calling her roommates out on the air.
I feel like they're going to evict me at any given moment.
I feel like they're going to break into your room at night and attack you. But I appreciate it for the show content.
Yeah, it's great. It's great content.
So one of the roommates has been talking to a guy, and she has not saved his number in her phone.
No.
And you think this is a savage behavior.
So savage. So savage.
I'm going sensible on this one. Where do you stand? 222-9800 if you want to call. Club PXY save text line as well at 69822. And again, you can vote at 98pxy.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.